Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, September 21, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? I don't know if y'all got the Monday morning blues or not, but not me. I'm ready to enjoy my day. All right, Ray, you send anything out?
Then, yes, we had a weekend update. Okay, Saturday. Parliament stated that the budget did not arrive Saturday as promised for its first reading, citing a violation of the Constitution. The Agency on Corruption has arrested several top-level banking officials. The budget is now promised to arrive to Parliament on Sunday. For many decades not attained, historic agreements completed by Prime Minister Al-Kadhimi and his administration will now lead to agreements on the budget, salaries, oil, and gas. Sunday update. Reportedly, Parliament returned the draft budget law for the year 2020 to the Ministry of Finance to reconsider some items and possibly add new verbiage. That was it for the updates that went out.
Okay. Well, guess what? Parliament got the budget back today. So we're going to see what happens with that as far as that goes. Okay, guys, a lot of news. There was a lot of news yesterday, I think. Nope, Saturday night. I had my Iraq guy and Tish battling back and forth. Both of them sending me so much news. It was so excited. I was laughing. I was telling my wife, boy, they are excited today. I'm telling you, because they were excited back and forth and discussing it and who saw what on TV first and which article came out. And a lot of good announcements about what Al-Kadhimi is doing. A lot of arrests. He did say he wanted to complete this, have the corruption removed by the middle of October. With over 1,000 arrests. Remember that date, the middle of October, because that's the date they were pushing out all this weekend, the middle of October, to have the corruption completed. The middle of October, they're saying they want to have the reform papers completed and out. The middle of October, reform papers, corruption, new banking heads. Oh, here's a good one. The EU said that they would look at removing Iraq from their OFAC list at the middle of October if they have all the corruption removed from the banking system and government. I wonder how that worked out. If you do this by the middle of October, we'll look at removing you from the list. Oh, but now all the dates for the corruption to be removed, for the reform papers to be done, for the banking system to be updated, is all by the middle of October. And that was the announcement they were announcing on TV and news articles, everything on Saturday night out of all the meetings. That is their goal. Question is it really the middle of October or is it the 1st of October? Are they going to tell us the middle and do it on the 1st like we hope they do? Or does it actually go to the middle of October? Either way, it's 25 days away. So either one, you know, I can understand it if it works. But the goal is it's getting done. Now, it's getting done. It's fast. It's furious. What we like about it, they're not just arresting them. They're putting their names up in lights in the newspaper articles, on TV. They're announcing who they're arresting. They made a public announcement, an article about all the corrupt banks, who owns the banks, what their relationship was to Maliki, Amiri, and others. And they printed it out for everybody to see. This is his brother, his cousin, his uncle, friends. This bank is the same bank with the changed name, printed out and put on television for everybody to see. Now, the reason they're doing all this is what I said before because they're trying to make sure that Al-Kazemi has the people behind him, that they see he is in fact doing what they said or what they asked for, and removing the corruption, changing the banking system to give them more confidence in it. Now, I like the fact that he's doing that because Maliki and Amiri. Maliki came back from Iran, and they had put together a plan to bring down the government, supposedly. And they're trying to work it fast. Maliki and Amiri are trying to get the people to rebel. Their people to rebel than the people in the streets. So that's what they're fighting. That's what Al-Kazemi is fighting right now. Do they do that, or do they see him doing enough and them explaining enough that they don't? That's the big fight. So Al-Kazemi met with all of the political leaders, or the ones he could, except for Maliki and Amiri refused to come to the meeting. Refused. And he was telling them exactly what he was doing, why he was doing it, and the changes. Now, a bunch of them don't like that he's changed the parliament, that he's going to fire a lot of people. They don't like, you guys will love this, they don't like the early elections being in June because they know they're going to lose. They're going to be removed. Amiri and Maliki and Iran fighting that hard. With these 1,000 arrests, almost every one of them is connected to Iran. Position of power, of money laundering, of dirty business, everything, control. So they see they're losing all of that within the next month. All their key people are out, 1,000 of them. It's going to hurt. So come the 1st of October, they're really going to try and fight it. But things look like they're going good. He's moving forward. He's moving fast. So he can get things done. Our banks are still doing what they're doing. They worked this weekend. They're saying they're still going to work through the end of the month, going in from 6 to 11, some of them 7 to 11. But they are there. They're ready. Just in case, like I said, they're doing all this, and they surprise us and pop up with an RV ahead of time. Because there's no way, guys, I don't think there's any way in the world they're going to tell us the date 30 days ahead of time, 45 days ahead of time, or anybody else that's looking for it. So while they put out dates October the 15th, all this is going to be done, I do think we can see the RV before then because it's part of the reforms. It's absolutely part, and it's the key part. And you can't complete every little thing and then switch the currency rate. He got the people out of the positions of control so they can switch the currency rate whenever they want to because they now know they're in charge of it, not Maliki's goons or appointees, not Iran's representatives. So it's a good day. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Lena says, since corruption has been and continues to be an issue for Iraq, how many and how much more will have to be cleaned up before Iraq can move forward with their RV?
Well, I don't have an exact number of how many people need to be arrested and moved. They're doing the key positions, and what I like about it is they started from the top down, from the top position. Moved him first. And now they're going down the chain, removing everybody else. So that's a good thing. There's no exact number that we know of. I know they're doing it. They did a lot more this weekend. Like I said, they were all excited about putting all over the television who they were arresting. But they said by the time they're done, it will be over 1,000. They don't necessarily have to go get all 1,000 of them tomorrow. But it's happening. Okay, what's next?
Purdue says, did you hear anything about Trump's visit to Iraq?
No, didn't happen as far as I know. He never went to Iraq. Iraq came here Washington. I know somebody had put that out that he was supposed to go, but I've seen nothing of it. They saw nothing of it.
Okay. Jaywalk Britt says, I know they sent the budget back to committee for requested changes. Did they do a full reading first, or was this before they did their reading?
It was before they did the reading, and they sent it back recommending some changes and things, but it's okay. They've already announced it's back in Parliament today.
Okay, Roger Dan says, when the next elections in Iraq are held, can Kadhimi be reelected?
As of this moment, no. Because they had said whoever got put in that position could not be reelected. Would not. And he said he didn't want to run. But I think if he gets everything that he says he's going to do, makes it, and Iraq is in a better position, maybe the people will ask him to run because they have no problem changing their mind over there. But initially it was no. Whoever is the temporary president to not run during the election. Okay?
All right. That was it for the written questions. First live caller is 270 area code.
Hey, Tony, hey, Ray, how y'all doing?
All right.
Hey.
Tabulous, sir, to the nth degree, and yourself.
Oh, doing all right. Sitting down there in West Memphis, Arkansas, waiting to go pick up that load and go back up to Wisconsin.
Okay.
Okay.
Tony, question for you. Did you ever get anything on what Danny from Dallas was talking about on the treasury rate on the dome?
The treasury rate that we got on the dome is $12. Didn't I tell you guys that on the last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, how do you go about getting that?
The more you have, the more they're going to get you is all I can tell you.
Okay. That's what we're kind of wondering because, you know, that kind of, I mean, that blew a lot of people's mind when they heard $12 because it did mine.
Mine too. Trust me.
Well, I could imagine. But anyway, my wife said she would love for this to hit on her birthday, which is on the 26th.
Tell her I said that's 5 days longer than I'd love for it to hit, but okay.
If it hits on her birthday, she will make you guys some homemade banana nut bread if y'all like it.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right. Well, Ray, you guys have a good one, and we appreciate everything you guys do. And Ray, like Tony, like I always say, man, appreciate your service in the military too, bud.
All right, thank
okay.
you, sir. Appreciate you. All right,
thank
you,
sir.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
All right.
And Karen is celebrating a birthday today.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Karen. Drive careful while you're out there on the highway. 865 area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Again, I appreciate your helping us connect the dots here on this marvelous Monday. Just wanted to be sure that I heard what you were saying in your opening remarks and monologue. The bank personnel here in the States, with the exception of Texas, are actually on duty now as we speak at the exchange centers, call centers, until 11 o'clock at night, correct?
That is correct. That's their schedule.
Okay. And at this point, they are scheduled to maintain that particular time frame all the way through this week, as well as the couple of days in the month next week through the end of the month, at which point, if we haven't RV'd, they would then reconsider and reevaluate those hours. Is that how they are still operating?
That is. They did it on the 15th and decided to continue. They'll do it at the end of the month and decide where they go from there. But as of right now, that's what they're doing.
Okay. As far as the attitude of the population within Iraq, what is their take with respect to the ping pong actions going on with Parliament and the Finance Committee and that sort of thing? Are they somewhat in the wings now with, you know, the million man march sort of thing that Sadr was able to pull off a couple of years ago? Is that kind of getting set to occur if they don't get their, you know, full steam ahead over there?
Okay. So Iran talked to Sadr, Amiri and Maliki separately. And Maliki went over there and they're trying to formulate some plan to fight Al-Qaeda and the changes that he's making. And they're doing that by trying to get the people riled up and getting the people scheduled for a march on October the 2nd. Now, the way to do that is exactly what they're doing. They're getting small groups of people, which is theirs, to influence the larger group and turn it to a negative. So it's not the people that are doing it. It's them trying to get the people to do it right now. The people themselves had meetings yesterday. Al-Qaeda put together a coalition of young people, let them come on the radio yesterday. They're having debates. He broke it down to the last five, which was their debates, about the changes they want to see and what they want their future to look like. So they see he's absolutely doing what he said he's doing. It's just how fast does he get it done before the other guys get their influence put in after the second and try to say that he's not doing what he's doing. And that's why he's moving them all out of position.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, he didn't just move them out of the banking system. He has gone in, not just over the weekend last month, and removed his military leaders. He's taken the ones who he thought were influenced by Iran, by Maliki, and made them move from Florida to Alaska, from Arizona to here, and then put somebody else in charge, but took them out of their sphere of influence. So he's rearranging that. Because the militia don't want to give up their guns, he's had them going in and getting them at small times, not trying to fight them all, create a cause, but he's picking them up in small groups and doing those. So he's doing all those things smart. But every time he does, he televises it. He puts it in the news so the people can actually see that it's getting done. So while they're not as riled up as they were last year this time, they're hearing everything. What they're not seeing is the jobs that they're supposed to be getting, which they're saying is in the 21 budget, even though they know it's coming. Does it start in October or January? What they don't see is the monetary reform, which is the biggest thing they can see, but they feel like it's coming on the 1st or the 15th. So, I mean, my guys that I talk to, they're not mad. They're actually glad and happy about what he's doing and how he's doing it. They're just not sure he alone is going to be able to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is whenever this happens, number one, we know that the two of you are going to let us know that this happens, and then we can count the days that 10 days from that, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And again, we just, I guess all we just have to be patient. But again, appreciate your tenacity, guys, very, very much on this. Money coming to us Monday at some point, we hope. Thanks okay. again.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. 954 area code. You are next.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Thank you for taking my
morning.
Call. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, since October 1st is a new fiscal year, we're still looking for a 2020 budget when the 2021 budget needs to go either go into action or be sent to the Parliament because the fiscal year has changed?
Well, again, the 2020 budget is in Parliament today. Again, they got it back. They're trying to get it done by the end of the month, is what they said. And they said they should have the 21 budget completed by the middle of October. That's their goal right now.
Okay. And my other question is, since Iraq signed agreements with the European Union for money and jobs, is the money that the European Union giving them to help them out until we go through an RV, and is that in any way going to affect it if the European Union is going to start supplying them with money?
Well, the any money they get is to get them through the end of the year. So whether RV's in January, as people want to say, or it's next week, is to do that. Even when they revalue their currency, guys, it doesn't give them money. It just gives the currency they have new value. So it will be, you know, the increase in the value, but not the supply of money itself. So
okay.
I think any money they have right now is based on the 2020 budget and what they're trying to complete through the end of the year without doing another loan.
All right. So the money coming through the EU would be a loan to them to be paid back at some point, correct?
I didn't see it because they said they weren't taking any more loans. Now, did you see that today?
No, this I got yesterday, this article, that they signed an agreement for money and jobs. It didn't say the physical amount.
Oh.
It just
okay.
said for
they're doing
an
agreement
jobs.
Now, yeah, for money and jobs, then it's going to have to be with the 21 budget for the new reforms and everything. Because they're not doing any more, they said, jobs or hires until the 21 budget. That's where all that's going to be included in.
All right. And my final question is the 2020 budget. Is this a budget that Al-Kazimi put together with his people, or was this budget put together prior to him and adjustments made through him, or is it directly from a previous administration?
No, it was put together by a body administration, people. It's been held up. It was changes made. It was supposed to be submitted in June, and then the end of July, then September. So, yes, his administration has made changes to it, and they changed it from a complete budget to just operating through the end of the year, 3 months, 4 months budget. And for retirees and salaries, and just to get through the year. The 21 budget includes everything, including all the future reforms in it, which is okay, guys. And we can wait for that. That doesn't mean they can't revalue the money with the 20 budget. They don't have to wait for the 21 budget to revalue the money. They just have to allocate it in that budget once it's been revalued. So it's not necessarily saying we have to wait for the 2021 budget to see the RV, because we don't. Some reforms that the people want and that the country needs are being enacted right now today. Getting rid of the corruption was part of the reforms. They're doing that today. They're not waiting for the 21 budget. assigning people to different positions, removing that. They're doing that today. Allocating the salary, they're doing that today. So they're not waiting for the 21 budget to enact all the reforms, and they don't have to wait for it for the RV. They could do it when they submit this 2020 budget by the end of the month. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, and I'll let the next caller come on. I appreciate it. Have a great day, and I guess we'll be talking again on Wednesday. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. 386 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. All right.
Super fantastic.
Good to have you, sir, to the nth degree.
So I guess we have no news today, huh, Tony, other than what you said this when you first started?
Yep, no news today.
So
well,
no news.
What other news are you looking for? Me to announce the RV?
No. I was just wondering if you had got any how much the currency is going to go for. Is it still the same as the other day?
It hasn't changed. Let me tell you what has changed, so you guys understand.
Okay, so the rate is still the same.
Rate's still the same. All right, nothing has changed.
Okay.
I gave you guys the treasury rates and what it is to get them. But what I talked to you guys about on Friday and today you'll see is I give you guys information, which is great information, which I want you to
correct.
Use and be able to make the best decisions. But instead of doing that, a bunch of people hang up this phone and start calling the bank and the bankers. And Tony said this, and Tony said that, and this was supposed to happen. So, in doing that, the banks have put out memos telling all their people to shut up. It's too much information to get out. And this guy named Tony is telling everything. So not only do you guys get the bankers all frustrated because they said that your calls went up about 500% after I hinted, because I never said the name, at what bank was going to be doing it. People just inundated them with calls, everybody, just spilling their guts, telling them everything Tony said. And now they're telling all their people to shut up and don't talk. And don't even respond to the people now. Nobody knows nothing. So you're kind of killing it for yourselves when you do that. And that's why I said that doesn't make any sense. If it's not somebody you have a relationship with, already been talking to, why would you call and tell every other bank everything we talked about? So now they can go and get ready for it. Doesn't make sense, guys. So it's a little bit harder to do. They're still there. They're still doing what they're going to do, but they're telling their people, don't talk to you guys because it's too many phone calls. It's too advanced. Okay?
Well, you know what?
But I gave you the rates and tell you what it is in the treasury rates, so that's not going to change. They're going to give the rates out based on how much money you have at each rate, so that's not going to change because it's already there. So we just wait. All right, what's next?
Okay, well, I agree with you. Some of these people ought to use common sense. You didn't tell them to call the banks. You didn't tell them it's almost a go. So these people ought to use common sense and just wait. Calling the banks isn't going to do any good except piss the banks off and get you angry because people are saying, you said, whether you said it or not, it didn't matter. They need to use common sense. That's right.
Common sense. Okay.
That's right. So I agree with you.
Oh, all right. I got to change subject for a minute, though. Because you just made me think about something. And it's just, hold on one second. Tell you guys,
okay.
I'm going to help this guy out. just what you just said, common sense, maybe think of it. Wait, and Tony said, let me see, where is this? Oh, here we go. Oh, here, I'm going to give this guy some press time, guys. Treasury Vault. I don't know if you guys heard of Treasury Vault before, and I'm going to give it to him. It came to my attention over the weekend, so I've been dying laughing. I'm just dying laughing. So these idiots, and whatever else you want to call it, at Treasury Vault, did an article on me. It says, who is Anthony Renfro, a.k.a. TNT Denard? And I don't mind because, you know, people try to get people to come to their site all the time and on their site or their caption and just to get their clip so they can get paid or get people to go there. But they actually did this article. I've been showing it to everybody. I didn't know they did it. And they did it a year ago, December of 2019, almost a year ago. Who is Tony? Who is TNT Denard? A review of Tony Renfro's business scams, just a whole bunch of stuff. But what killed me in there, because you said, as long as Tony said, or they do that, or they put in here, I had all these business relationships with all these banks, with all these currency dealers, that all the currency dealers were paying me. That I had all this advertisement on my site, all these dealers, which you guys have been here for years. You know, we've never advertised for anybody. I did have Sterling up there for a week or 2 weeks. But what I really laughed at was just hysterical to me. I don't even think I told Ray about it. They actually had the nerve to say that on this site, I was making $10 million a month. I'm dying laughing. 1 year. Oh, but first it said $2 million a month, and then it said in the next quarter I was making $10 million a month. And I'm dying laughing, said, God, if only I could have. It would have been great. But I'm just saying, who even believes this country that they would actually print this, write this? And, I mean, it's hysterical to me. I didn't even know it was out there, but it is hysterical. So,
you know, Tony, I agree with you. It is funny because you guys have never asked for no money. You've never sold no currency to nobody. And you've never advertised you get paid for anything that you do. You guys, one person asked for a donation, and that's it. I mean, I had to laugh at you're getting paid $10 million, too, because it's funny.
Oh, my God.
Because that's not happening.
It says that, too, that we were selling currency. We never, ever sold not one note, not one. I'm just laughing.
I know
that.
Who
made all this up? But then I see it's the site itself. They made it up. Or they had somebody make it up. And I'm just anyway.
Sure. So they can.
Some people believe anything. That's right. And
that's
I will
right.
tell you guys this though, and some of you might get mad at it, but I'll tell you. When we were first starting, and I was getting a million people on this call, a million people a week reviewing it, Google did offer us $50,000 a month to advertise. $50,000 a month if we would advertise on our site. I did turn that down. And I turned it down for one simple reason, because I didn't want all these idiots and fitties to be able to say that's why I was giving you the information I was giving you. I didn't want that to be able to be an excuse or say that, and that's why we turned it down. That's why we don't advertise. That's why we lose money on this site all the time, because I wanted you guys to know the real deal and be able to make the best out of it. But anyway, you just brought that up. Or made me think of it. I've been thinking about it all weekend, laughing, showing it to all my friends. Can y'all believe this? $2 million a month to $10 million a month? And all this other stuff. Anyway, all right.
Well, Tony, you heard me. You heard what I said. I had to laugh. And if these people would use more common sense and not call the banks and not ask anything, they'd get more information from the banks, but they're not using common sense. So I agree with you, okay?
Okay.
And if Yahoo, if you were on Yahoo, they would pay you $50,000. Think of all the money they would be making.
Oh yeah, they definitely would make the money up, but we didn't want to do that. And you know what? Even right now, today, with like I told you guys last night, Ray got 10 envelopes out the mail. I mean, some people did donate. I'm still happy right today that we never did that. I am. I'm absolutely happy.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you didn't do that either, because a lot of people would have quit listening to you a long time ago.
That's right.
What I
probably
believe.
Would have. Yeah.
All right, thank you,
sir.
That's me using my common sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, God bless right. you, Tony and Ray. And
okay.
I'm glad you keep giving us information. And I hope people use more common sense and quit calling the banks, because then, if they didn't bother the banks, you guys could get more information to give us.
That's right. That's true. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Have a good day, guys. God bless everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. 727 area code, you're on.
727, me?
That's you.
Wow. Bert,
hey,
good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. And
yes,
good morning. I've got a couple of questions. It seems like it absolutely astounds me that they have not put a collar on Amiri and especially Maliki, because they've got the files. The cat's out of the bag. They're arresting everybody and everybody. And I don't understand why, if they know that he's trying to lead a coup against the government, I mean, that's what they're talking about, is, and why he's still walking around, because they've discussed it publicly now, and the people have to know who have been loyal to him that he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. So I guess I'm a little surprised that they haven't just put the collar on him, put him in jail, and limit their ability to contact the people that they want to get fired up and get the people upset to the point that they want to riot. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, but, and this is why, I'm just saying, they're doing the right thing. First, what they're doing is cutting his legs out from under him by removing all of his minions, by diminishing the size of his army or his flock, you know, other than the citizens. And that's what they're doing, taking out the banking positions, locking up his bank account, now take the people out of the government positions. That's removing all his influence at the lower level. So they're starting from the bottom, working their way up. Once they've done that, replace him and see that he has no influence, then Al-Kazim can go in and replace them. But right now, he has immunity. There's nothing they can do to him. So until he replaces all those positions, until he gets up to his, and now say, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, then they can go get him. They knew, the U.S. knew, Europe knows, Saudi Arabia knew, Iran wasn't just going to lay down and play dead. They know they're going to come back and try and do something, and they prepared a strategy to fight exactly what it is. And that's all they're doing. The good thing, though, is so nobody's surprised about it, so the people don't get riled up, is they're doing it very publicly, very every step of the way. So when he says, hey, they did this and that, the people can look back and said, they did that against you. Or they removed all these corrupt people we've been asking you to remove for 8 years, saying that you were great. And now we know you weren't, because he removed them all in 30 days. So why could they be gone before? He shut down all these fake banks, fake exchanges. He's doing all of that to stop the flow of money to Iran, which causes them to lose their power of influence with the militia and anybody else, because now they can't pay. So there's a strategy to it.
Okay. I guess I understand. I got to hold my phone down because I'm passing the local constabulary.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could borrow maybe $100,000 so I could buy some pork from North Carolina and have it shipped out to West. What do you think?
A whole $100,000 worth?
Well, I don't know. I've seen pictures of you, Tony. You've got an appetite.
Well, trust me, it's not $100,000 worth. I can tell you that.
Well, I was thinking I had an appetite too. So, anyway, thanks very much. I appreciate that kind of clarification because I thought, man, if the people, all they got to hear is the rate's been raised to call everything off for the first, then that's the other solution, it seems to me, that will keep them under wraps. But that's just a thought. Anyway,
but guess what?
All the best,
guess
you guys.
What? I don't think that's all they have to hear, because the rate has been raised without all the rest just means they're stealing more money. And that's not going to satisfy the people. They just get to steal a larger amount or more value. But the fact that you're cleaning out the trough and then raising the rate, that's what they want to see done. That they're going to benefit the country and they're going to get jobs and education, not just money they can't do anything with.
Right. Okay. I got it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. You bet.
All right.
All the best.
Okay. Take care. 909 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hello. Hello, gentlemen. Good morning,
good morning
and good afternoon. All righty.
Okay.
You know, the gentleman talked about common sense. I was thinking, man, you know what, Tony, if you ever need a break, let me know. I'll take the radio station because it seemed like I can do a little bit of what you can do, not all. I'm just saying. Take the pressure off you, man.
Look, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't know. And I tell people all the time, man, I ain't nobody special. Anybody can step in here and do it. I ain't nobody special. Just got a little bit of information, trying to get it out, help as many as we can help. That's all. You're right.
Gotcha,
you can take it
off. Gotcha. No, I'm not saying it like, you know, authoritative. I'm just saying, you know, for the common sense, because I was thinking, man, somebody going to ask, do you know how many times he used the bathroom during the day? You know, just something off the wall that don't make common sense, and they never think about it. You know, I just wanted to thank you all. And then I wanted to let you guys know I'm here in L.A. And my secret place, they went up from $49 to $60 for dung. And that's $1
million. Okay.
You know, just to let you guys know out here in L.A. And it's a little private little place. I really didn't want to say nothing, but in helping, you know, what's that? The Trade Center. They have a little spot in there that sells dinar dung and all the rest of them.
Still have
just for more. Just for more information for you guys, you know, to let you all know, I'm definitely excited about this. Been in here for what, 6 years now. So I'm definitely just sitting and eating. But I thought I'd give you guys a call and definitely express my gratitude for you all. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. 901 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, my guys. How are you?
All right.
All right, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Tony, I want you to know I'm really appreciative of your insight and the way you put this information together. And Ray, you monitor the hell out of everything perfectly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Tony, the issue for me is there was a time when you'd indicated that there was a desire to help the people with the least amount of currency, you know, people who had been gifted a note or two. And the thought was it was going to be a bottom-up strategy where people with the least amount of money would get the most help getting the better rates. So when did it all change where now you have to have 10 notes or more of Zim to get the contract rate? Or I know you keep telling folks to go in and ask for the contract rate, but if you've only got one or two notes, how is that going to benefit you? Or when did all of this change?
Okay, good question. Great question. All right. First of all, let me tell you guys, go in there and ask if you're going to ask for the contract rate. Try to get as much as you can get, because I don't know how that guy is feeling behind the desk that day, what he's thinking, or what he just went through 10 minutes ago. Doesn't matter, but a closed mouth don't get fed, and nothing beats a failure but a try. So go in there and try it, okay? Ask and try for the highest, regardless. So when we started this, the banks were only going to give the high rates to people who had the most. The banks. Why? They didn't want to even deal with people with one, two notes because they know they're going to spend it in 30 days, 60 days. So we're not giving them money. We're not giving them the high rates. We're not going to see it anyway. We're not going to benefit from it. So what happened was the banks wanted to give out the high rates. Then the committee and the government came around and said, hey, we don't want to make the rich richer. We don't want to create this many billionaires. We were okay before with millionaires, but not billionaires. We didn't want to do that, which is okay. But now we got a new administration. And the new administration says, we don't care because we're all about the money. Because this administration is all about the money. And now they're saying something totally different. But they're agreeing with the banks. And the banks want those who have the most to get the most. Because one thing they know, those who have the most already had some money or already plan not to use all the money because they don't need it all. It's more money than some people could ever spend, and that's what the banks want. So you can leave it in the bank so they can make their money. They don't mind giving you 15% a year when they're making 20% a month. They don't care about that. But if it's gone, if they give it to the lower guy and he gets an extra million, 2 million, buys a house, or buy three of his family members a car and a condo, the money's still gone. By the end of the year or 2 years, like the government said, they're back broke. They'd rather give it to the guy with $50 million and above, because that's where it starts, and get a 15-year contract and know that it's going to be there and they're making money. So it changed right after the committee stopped talking, after everything was finalized, supposed to go, and now the bank's saying, nope, we're going back to the original plan. Because this administration's saying, okay, because we don't know if we're going to be here or not, but it's more money, then let's do that. Because I don't know if you guys know it, but there's already six people that are projected to be trillionaires already next year. Six people to be the first trillionaires. So billionaires is going to be a dime a dozen in a minute. But that's when it happened, and that's why it happened.
Yeah, for it. So many more Jeffs and far fewer Fresh Princes.
There you go.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
All right, sir.
All right,
thank you, sir. 281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
I'm good. I do have some questions here today. All right, Mr. Tony. So,
hey, guess what?
You know what?
You've been in Denar Land 2 years, 10 years, but you got to be the most confused person there is in Denar Land. But go ahead. Ask your question.
Now, look here. I haven't even said anything yet. Okay, well, I'm going to let you slide on that one. I may be confused after these questions I'm going to ask you. You may be correct on that. Okay, so now, I know in the beginning we were saying that September was going to be our month, possibly. So are we assume now that September will probably be not in the picture for this happening for us, where we can go into the bank, since now they're looking for October, probably the middle of October? Is that not possible for September anymore for us?
No, I'm not going to say it's not possible, because they have the budget today. And everything
right
up to this weekend was shooting for the end of the month, which it still could be. The 2020 budget and the RV could still happen at that time. Everything else is looking for the 15th of October. Now,
okay,
I got to think, if the EU won't remove them, and they did say they'll look at it the middle of October, will they do the RV and still be on the OFAC list in the EU? Telling countries don't do business. Or will they come out and say, you know, by the end of the month, okay, we met early and we agree you did enough with those people you replaced last weekend, this, everything he's doing up to it, to have them removed by the first. I got to look at it and say, are they just throwing that date out there to throw everybody off so we won't know exactly when it's happening and it happens a little bit early? So there's a lot of possibilities.
Right.
I'm just saying what is being made transparent or what they're putting out there is saying the middle of October, everything's going to change.
Two more questions, and so they may be a little long-winded.
Okay.
So,
that's usual for you, but go ahead.
All right. So with, like you say, if they remove them from that list or whatever it is that you were just talking about, and if they don't, and this tend to go past the election time for the U.S., what would be the most negative con that would be against us as far as, the, you know, would there be anything that we would, a reason as to why we would not want this to go past the election, in your opinion? Would it matter? Would there be any delay if it went past the elections for us? Because it seems like every month it's being pushed back for what, not pushed back, but there's more and more things coming in where it moves to the next month. And so we're not that far from November. So I'm just being realistic. If it happens to go to November, what would be your opinion on that question?
Okay, so first, can it actually go to November? It could, but
yeah.
I don't think that's the goal. Everybody's trying to get it done now. So this is what I look at. If it doesn't happen by the time of the election, one of two things are going to happen. If Trump doesn't get reelected, he's going to make sure it happens before February, January, because I still think he wants it, and he wants to be able to control it when it happens right here. For a month, 2 months, whatever, pay out his friends, his goons, pay out, you know, the people he wanted to see get paid from this. And that's with contracts, agreements, and everything that they've made so far, that they've mm-hmm. made with Iraq in position. They know each administration has gotten something out of this deal, contracts, agreements, and that, and every administration has changed that deal. So it favors theirs. If he doesn't get it done while he's in office, all his guys are going to lose all that. Everything they put together, because the next administration is going to say, no, we're not doing it. We need to look at that. Now, just like any other place, let's review it. Make sure the right things are in place. Look at this. Just think about this for a minute, guys. Trump just put sanctions back on Iran, which makes life even harder for them. Harder.
Mm-hmm.
Just put them on yesterday. So now they have to fight that much more to try and get something out of Iraq because he done cut off the rest of their lifeblood. Iran definitely doesn't want Trump to be president on other countries because the things that Obama's administration put together, Iran was living with, and they could live with. Because other countries would do business with them because they didn't have those sanctions. So now they're upset about that. So Trump loses the election. The new administration comes in. They put it back to the deal that Obama puts in place. All the other countries can now deal with him. Everybody agreed that Iran was living up to standards, whatever. That eases Iraq's way out. Now Iran can move their people out of Iraq because they don't need them there anymore because now they have all these other lifelines that they're going to create. So Iran definitely doesn't want Trump to win or Trump administration. Without mm-hmm. them, does it make it easier to get the dinar and the deal done? Yes, it does, because Iran would move out the way that much faster with them in here, which doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me, doesn't matter to you, because hopefully it's going to be done before that decision gets to be made anyway. So it's right now in this administration's best interest to get it done before the election. To mm-hmm. get it done so mm-hmm. it gives them extra time to do what they need to do once the money starts flowing in and the many contracts and things, if they can get signed right now, because it will be forever. And they can get credit for all of that, because that's what it's about. Who's going to get credit for it if it's about to happen right now? So I know our administration is ready for it because they're giving the Treasury the green light. So there's no doubt about that. They're printing all the money, they've done all that, and they're ready to go. The only question is, if the EU doesn't remove them, do we still go with only half the world doing business with Iraq? But could they still go on 30 September knowing that the EU is going to remove them 15 October? Absolutely. 15 okay. days is not going to make a difference. They could do that.
Mhm. Okay. Well, my last question is, I noticed today, or, well, I first noticed it. I'm not sure exactly when it came out, but there was some information on our news here today where there were some leaked documents from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They shared news, well, they shared this information with a lot of the news outlets where there were big names included in money transactions over the years. You know, these transactions were transactions that were not supposed to be done, but in the FinCEN forms or files are supposed to be files and that, you know, the banks document, you know, I guess transactions that's going in and out of their banks, but somehow these documents were leaked to the network to show where there were suspicious transactions going on over the years. And I know that when that has nothing to do with us, but the fact that they're clearing out the bank corruption and all of that, for one, like you said, in Iraq, I'm wondering, how does that tie at some point? Because some of these are real big name banks. And I don't want to name them online here, but did you see any of that? And what's your thought on that? Because we're beginning to come into some big money, and I just want to know how it would all tie in. It has nothing to do with us, the individuals, but, you know, big transactions, and from what they're saying, this was it had to be somebody on the inside of these banks that are doing it in order to get it past, you know, the departments that's supposed to be watching it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. So despite everything we might want to think and how great America is, which we always say is the greatest country on earth, because regardless, it is the greatest country on earth. It still has corruption just like any other country. We still got greedy people just like any other country. And we still have people who think they're above the law just like every other country. So never be surprised what people think they can get away with, because that's who's doing it. It's just the rich getting richer, that's all. Because guess who writes the rules? The rich people.
Right. Right.
Okay, guess who enforces the rules? The rich people. So I'm going to tell you this, and this is just an example at the very bottom, which a bunch of you guys know about. So the actress who bribed a person so her kid could go to school, USC, you guys saw that all over the news, bribed them $500,000, took the test, got her into the school. They found out about it. It was only rich people doing that, because they only get people who got, you know, $500,000 to get somebody to take a test for their kid so they can get in school. So She gets 15 days in jail. Actually, 2 months, but she's going to serve 15 days. $500,000. There is another lady, kid to school in the wrong school district. Didn't bribe anybody to do anything, put down the wrong address, sent her kid to school in that district, got 7 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you balance that out? Same thing
right.
We're talking about here with money, with the dinar, with the administrations. Guys, people are going to be able to do things with money, and they're going to go along for years and do it and say it's normal, this is what we do, we cheat the system, we do that, until some guy comes up who's just honest and says that.
Right.
You guys been getting away with it, but you're not anymore. I've been seeing it.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about isn't with the administration, this one, that. It's with the banking system itself, and maybe because of all the investigations, they're following up on some things that people in this administration have done in their past, and now it's coming back to haunt them just because of the jobs they hold, the positions, or who they're connected to. But it's something that's been going on. It happened during the Bush administration. It happened during the Obama administration, and it's happening now, and it's going to happen during the next administration. Because
right.
The rich
well, what
get
I
richer,
gather-
and they make their own rules. Go ahead.
What I gathered from it, it has, I don't think, I mean, it's nothing about this administration. I felt like it stemmed from if they are trying to deal with corruption, including inside the banks, and some of these banks are outside of the country. These are not all banks here in the U.S., but some of the banks here in the U.S. that are big-name banks, their names were included in that information. So I'm just saying, because this started, they say they actually started back in 2000. So that was way before the Trump administration, and continued into 2017. So I think now it's just that things are, if they're investigating, it's being done all over the world because it's more global. And some of the banks in the U.S. are just caught up in it. But it is what it is. And the very form that we talked about over the years that's supposed to be what they will fill out on us when we go into the bank to turn that information into, I guess, the government, is the very department that is being looked at.
Okay. So think about, this, guys. And I know you're concerned about where all your money's going to go and what's going to happen with it. But just like I said, over the years, it happened in every administration because the banks are in every administration. So every year it happens. Obama had to save the banks. What happened to all that money? How much of it got shipped overseas, over places? How come, a guy was asking me yesterday, how come this bank lost $64 billion last week and nobody went to jail?
Right.
Nobody got charged with anything, but the bank lost $64 billion. Well, was it the bank's money or your money? And I'm saying it's no big deal, because it's no big deal, because they're going to wait this week and they'll make it back up. As long as you don't get out the game, your money's still there. Because we can't control all that. There's going to be corruption. So I can't say I'm not going to put my money in this bank, because they're all corrupt, because they're all trying to make their own money. Because all of them at some point hired somebody who just got there who's going to give you some bad advice. You're going to lose some money, and the bank's going to make some money. Because that's how they operate. You just got to be smart enough to watch it, know when, and choose the right bank. That's all. Now, does it have anything to do with the RV happening, not happening? Not at all. Does it have something to do with the global currency reset? I'm sure it does. Everybody's trying to position themselves and get what they can get out of it. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. So your long-winded question turned into 30 minutes.
You know what? I'm not going to fool with you today. I'm tired.
Okay.
My question got me tired. Okay. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And talk to you later. Hopefully we'll see this before September. I'm hoping. Bye-bye.
I hope so.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a good day. All
right. 423, area code. You are on.
That is me.
Yes.
I have tried to get on several times, and my line would cut off on me. I'd like to know how many times I have walked that trail through the woods listening to this call, because I've been in here 11 and a half years, and I'm almost hit it every time on the trail, so hundreds of times. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I think it is funny about the corruption in Iraq versus the corruption in our country, because the more I'm alive, the more I realize there is a lot of corruption in this country. It's almost like that expression, the pot calling the kettle black, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is, absolutely. But, I mean, the way the new prime minister is moving, there is absolutely no way that the end of this is not going to result in a revalued currency, right? Because nothing else matters if it doesn't. It can't be a fake-off.
No, and it's happening. But this is the whole thing you got to look at. The news articles and the television over there, they're making statements like this is unbelievable. We can't believe it. Things that have gone on for decades and tried to be changed, and he's changing it in a month, in 2 months. And people have been able to do it the last three administrations over there. So they cannot hardly believe what he's accomplishing.
That's awesome. I can't imagine living in oppression like they have lived in. So I'm happy for them, and I'm hoping this is coming to an end for us, because I've had a couple of friends call that have dinar, and they're really in desperate need of money right now, and I'm hoping. Now, we're talking about all the corruption in the banks. Do you think Regions is corrupt? That's my bank. They seem to be so honest. In other words, that means yes, right?
No. That means, I'm sure if I answered that question, Regions be getting a whole lot of phone calls.
No, don't anybody call them. Lord have mercy. But you know what? You guys have got to know there's a gamut of different people in this. I mean, there's a bunch of nuts that have dinar. There's going to be some crazy things that happen. That's all there is to it. And, you know, those of us that have been in there in a long time, I mean, I hope we can keep our heads straight when it happens, you know, and wait to be the third mouse. That's one question I wanted to ask you. If the 800 numbers come out and we are calling for an appointment, but we don't want to be the first mouth, do you think if we wait to be the third mouth that there'll be such a long line there that we won't be able to, they won't be able to get us in if we don't call right at the beginning?
Listen, you can call at the beginning, guys, and make your appointment for 3 days later, 4 days later.
Okay.
So your appointment's then.
Okay.
A lot of things are going to be happening. But I got to tell you this. The bank that I know is taking this in, and he is telling us to get in as fast as we can. So I'm just being honest.
Okay.
He said get in as fast as you can, because I don't know how long we're going to take it, but we are taking it. So I'm telling you guys that part right now. The only other
thing you're
waiting
for. Well, can you let us know, Ryan?
Is for people to come back and tell you what they had and what they got if they're willing to help people. Hey, you don't have to say my name is John Brown. Hey, I'm on the call and I'm Frank from New Bat, whatever it is. But this what these are my details, you know, and help people out. And you can at least get what I got or got better if you had more money. Because, again, that's why we've been here for all this time. To help people make the best deals they can and go from there. Okay, what was your other question?
What do you think we'll be able to call and say, okay, I have these currencies, but what I'd like to do is get into wherever the ZIM is going to be exchanged immediately, and then I'd like to wait, you know, on the dinar and the dong. You think they could split it up like that?
No. He's not going to be doing that and figuring that out for everybody. He's going to say, which bank do you want to go with? This and that. And then he's going to try and make your appointment at that bank, if it's not the particular bank itself where you're at. You can ask them if they're taking the exam. I doubt they're just answering the phones and making appointments like anybody else making $15 an hour. They're not making decisions.
I see. Okay. Well, if you tell us the bank, when it revalues, you're going to tell us the banks that are doing the ZIM, right? You're going to tell us that. We could call the 800 number for that bank to make an appointment to come in to exchange the ZIM, right?
Yep, you could. At that time,
okay.
I mean, go direct to the bank if you don't want to dial the 800 number. Go direct.
And then we could call the regular 8 number for our other. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And then when we call to have an appointment 3 or 4 days up the way, we could do that with the dinar and the dong to wait for it to go up.
Yeah, he's going to ask you which currencies you have, so he sends you to the right place and how much.
Right.
If you just give him the dinar and dong, that's what he's going to set your appointment for.
Now, is there any possibility that the budget is not, I mean, that the new rate is not in the budget? Like we've been waiting, like, you know, for the budget to be approved.
Yep.
Is there any possibility it's not in there?
Yep, there is.
But then can it revalue anyway?
It can revalue anytime the CBI says, hey, this is the current value of our currency based on this. But they're using the budget to base it on. The growth that now we're going to get our investment money in. Now we're going to have all these projects. Now we need to go back to the rate.
Okay. All right. It's a little confusing, but we'll just have to see how it all pans out. And I hope it pans out soon. Thank you all. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
972, Danny in Dallas. You're on.
Hello there. No, Danny couldn't make it. This is John Brown, first mouse in Dallas.
All right.
So,
okay.
Danny asked me to come in. Yeah. And Tony, I did exchange some stuff on Friday at that place I've mentioned, and I know that they have dinar at this point. They did not have dong. But the price is what we talked about before, $80. And I didn't mention your name more than 3 or 4 times. So it's all good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the only question I can generate right now is I've been coming up and down out of an attic, so I lost connections a few times. is the treasury rate. Did we find out if Dinar has one?
No. I did ask, okay, too, but I don't have that answer yet.
Okay.
We can get it from somebody else. Right. But we did find out the max treasury for the Dong is 12. The max treasury for the Zim is 60 at this point.
Good. That's a firmer commitment, a confirmation. Excellent. And we don't know yet what the quantity might need to be to get beyond the $8 rate that you had talked about before, right?
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The guy who got the $8 rate had a little bit over 300 million.
Okay, I broke up on that. What did you say? How much money?
Yeah, a little bit over 300 million.
300 million, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a target.
Yep, there you go.
Just start scratching our head about there. Okay, I understand. All right, well, that's all. I appreciate all the input and the chatter today, but that's all that I could really focus on at this point. So if anybody's looking for Dinar, I know there is some available in Dallas, and Dong is still a little scarce. So there you go. Got to go
right
back to work. See you later.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
All right, have a great Bye day.
806 area code. You were on.
There it is.
Hello, Tony and Ray.
Yes,
hey,
hello.
Good morning.
Start one.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon. My name's Cynthia, and yeah, I am from Texas. That is a Texas number, but don't confuse me with these slow Texans. I'm actually a transfer from Florida, where the only thing I was accused of was about 20 years ago dangling my chads. So I have about three questions that I'd like to ask. One is I know on Iraqi news, business news, I read that they've signed $1.2 million with GE. They've also signed more contracts. I think it was with Exxon, and I don't remember the name of the other company. With all of this money that they need to be paying back, are they paying it with dinar? I mean, you take a fistful of the dinar to go down and buy a loaf of bread. Or are they paying it with another currency? I mean, it's kind of confusing to me.
No, they're paying them with dinar now over there. So you mean their basic salaries?
Well, I know that the salaries are not paying them either, according to the news, that news channel that I read. But it just, to me, it seems like the RB, it hasn't happened, and it's something that they really need to happen. And I just, I can't figure out what currency they're using. They say there's a basket of currency, so I'm not sure of how they're using it. But anyway, I'm not surprised you couldn't answer that question, but because I couldn't figure it out either. But another thing that I was curious about is that when the bankers, when they're staying in these centers, who pays for that? Is that, I was told the feds did, because I missed some of your meetings. Because I work 12-hour shifts, and I just don't get them sometimes. So some of these questions may have been asked and answered, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
Who's paying?
Listen carefully. Listen carefully. First of all,
yes, sir.
People in Iraq are getting paid with Iraqi dinars. That's what they're getting paid with. Months ago, they tried to stop all dollars being spent in the markets, on the street, and everything. Yeah, for a week or two they did, but RV didn't happen. So now people are spending. The dollars are being sold in the auctions to banks. The banks and the pretend banks and exchangers are then funneling the dollars to Iran through fake imports, exports, and exchanges. That's where the money's being moved to. Iraqi citizens are being paid in Iraq dinars. The ones that get paid. You know, right now, the majority of them are only getting paid. They're supposed to get paid monthly, but they're getting paid a portion of what they're owed every 45 days. But supposedly they're going to pay them monthly for these last 3 months. We'll see if that, in fact, does happen. Okay? Now, here in the U.S., that's involved in the RV has a contract with the United States Treasury. Each contract with each bank is different. They're all standing on their own. But as long as their people are there, they're doing overtime and that, the banks are paying the people, the Treasury is paying the bank. That's the process.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I've wondered about that a long time. You guys are awesome, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, sorry you had to move to Texas. All right, bye.
Okay. 313 area code, you're on. 313.
Oh, hi. 574.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi. Oh, my question was answered. I apologize. I was dozing off because my question was answered. And thank you guys. I appreciate the both of you. Have a great and a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Tony, did you ever get? I meant to ask you, Tony. Did you ever get that video?
I did. Ray did send it to me.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay. Bye bye. 3 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You've kind of dealt with, well, hey, Tony, and hey, Ray.
Hi.
Hey.
You've kind of answered the question because when I signed in, I was thinking I had not heard anything about the ZIM. Let me turn this other. So you don't get feedback. The ZIM, I had not heard anything of recent about the ZIM and any ZIM activity. But you're telling me that one bank is still saying that they're going to exchange the ZIM. Is that correct?
That's what they're saying. Now, they keep saying they have a rate and they're going to exchange it. Well, as I told you guys, let's just see what happens.
So the ZIM is still kind of in the shadows. We're holding on to it, but it's still in kind of under a shadow.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. That was my one interest. And
okay.
It's good to hear. As always, good to hear talk to you guys. And I'm out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
610. Close out.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey,
sir. Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic-er, Tony, and it's the long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
All right. It's time to wrap this one up and get out of here.
Okay, guys. Well, it was a fast and furious news day. Okay, over the weekend, everything's going in the right direction. I still see some things and hopefully announcements made by the end of this month. The way he's going, he keeps going as fast as he's going. Parliament did get the budget back. Depends on how long they hold it. If they indeed do the first vote on Saturday like they initially said they were, then we could see this thing go through. They could read it 3 days in a row or two in one day. We'll see. But what he's getting done is, as they like to say here in the U.S., politics and this unprecedented. But it is, in fact, getting done, and that's a good thing. Bankers are still on the job. So we just need to wait and see what happens. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go over your plan. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And let's not do that. We got so much to look forward to. So, all right, guys, something happened. We'll tweet it out. Ready to put it in the form. Or we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. But until then, enjoy your day. Right?
Okay, folks, that's pretty much it for today. We'll be back on Wednesday. Keep believing, we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
God is able. Oh, I believe.
ever shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.